Okay, so this video I wanted to make about this article I just seen on Reddit. I'm using my data. Hang on, let me turn my data off. Use my Wi-Fi. That's free. Okay, so I was on this. I got a message just came in. Okay, I'm on this article about. It's called Where Are All the Good Men on Reddit, right? And it's about the net. It says the next bachelorette selected. And the bachelorette, I don't know if you even watch TV or if you're from America, but like the bachelorette, from what I understand, I never watched any of this shit. From what I understand, I think they had like a show called The Bachelor and the Bachelorette. It's a show for motherfuckers. It's pretty much just a dating show. Like we used to have a lot of them when I was younger, and they've all pretty much died out. Like we used to have a show called Blind Date. I don't even know. It was just tons of shit. Like it was hot like 20 years ago. They were like every channel had their own dating show. But now I guess this was one of the ones that made it, out of that whole phase. And The Bachelorette pretty much is this one woman. From what I understand, she kind of hangs around with like 8 or 10 guys, some shit like that, and they all compete for her love, some retarded shit. So, but the funny part is, I didn't know they've gone this bad with it. They selected a 38-year-old woman to be the new bachelorette. Bruh, a 38-year-old. I want to try to make this video without laughing because, like, just like, because it's comedy just in itself. Like, see, and this is the funny part when you let women think too much and you just watch them just try to form logic in the world. Just sit back and watch them, and it's a comedy show every time. Like, and the funniest part is you don't even have to write a script; just let them exist. Okay. Because I Googled the bitch and she looks good. I'm not gonna lie. I don't even know the bitch now. I forget how I found her, man. But the bitch looked like she's not a bad looking girl at 38. She looks like one of she's one of Meghan Markles who you can tell she just got lucky with genetics. She's gonna be that one out of 400 who's gonna genuinely look like that at 38 going on 40. We want to Meghan Markles, but the reality of it is like Donovan. I was watching Donovan Sharp. I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday. And he said some real shit. Meghan Markle, those Meghan Markles, those are the equivalent. Okay, I agree, but I don't agree with what he said. I agree with the overall context of what he was saying, but I don't agree with the age. He said Meghan Markle was the equivalent of a 2015 Jaguar with 500,000 miles. Now, I think he was too generous with the years. I would put Meghan Markle, I would put that batch of, 38, 39-year-old woman who still is legitimately fuckable. I'd say at best, they're like about a 2009 Jaguar. That's if they were all, they're already millionaires on their own and blah, 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 and all that. I'd say like a 2008, 2009 Jaguar with about a million miles on it. The floorboards have been banged out and replaced 5 times. transmission ain't never been replaced, so you don't know when that shit's gonna give out. That's where I put the Meghan Markle bitches. Ones who are that old, and if they would just sit there and smile and just stare straight ahead, you couldn't guess how old they were. So this bitch, back to the original bitch. She said. She feels like a lot of people put out there as if it's a negative thing. Well, yeah, bitch, you 38. Why? Oh, okay. She said, and then she goes on to say, for me, it's just more years under my belt, more years learning and knowing what I want and what I won't settle for. That is what I talked about. I think in my last video or video before that, how I said, see, what happens with women is they think that the older they get, they've acquired all this knowledge and they've acquired learning what they like and don't like. And then they think, like, after they think that the years made them better, but they're cars. Years never make you better. You see, unless you're like that one out of, 10,000 that was kept in mint condition. And even then, like, motherfuckers will still buy you, but just keep you over there somewhere. Like when people buy classic cars, like when Jay Leno bought, but he bought all those historic cars. He don't drive them cars all the time. He bought them so he can keep them in a garage somewhere, and go down, look at them from time to time, maybe drive them on a nice Sunday afternoon. And he's back driving that 2025 Mustang. You see what I'm saying? Nobody want that old shit. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you look good, yeah, I mean, you can look good. But I mean, with women, like women, they are cars. They're just like cars. Years never make it better for you. As the years for women never make it better for them when they're to be used as women. Just like cars. Years never work in cars benefit for the car being used as everyday car. You see what I'm saying? Now, a car that can work in benefit because it can become an antique, but even then, the car is not being used as car. It's being used as antique. Sit your ass over there in that glass case and shut the fuck up. You see, like, it's the same thing with this. Like, and see, and she looks good. I don't know the bitch's name, but there was a picture of her, and yeah, she can look good, but the bitch is old. So she goes on and go, blah, blah, blah. I want a man to take off his armor. I want a man who's strong but willing to take off the body armor, open themselves up and be vulnerable. I think that's serious strength right there. See, another key thing that men learn over the years is, okay, everything a woman says she wants, that's the guy who's in the friend zone right now. The guys that she wants to fuck are always going to be the opposite of whatever she says and thinks she wants. That's what's actually pounding her trunk out every night, as if she was a car. Those are the guys who are beating her, who are pounding her trunk out every night. The guys who are the opposite, the guys who don't care to take off the armor. They aren't emotionally available, blah, blah, blah. Those are the guys who get her aroused, you see. But see, she's at the age of 30. She's going to be 40 in 2 years. So, or maybe a year. I think I read somewhere she's turned 39 this year. Anyway, either way, she's on a whole wrong side of 25. So she's in that mode where I think she's probably she's probably realizing that, look, I'm running out of time. I can even look this good, and I can't even keep a man at 40. You know, if she looks, it's because she looks good, but she can't keep a man at 40. So I think she's kind of in that point where she's in that, what's it called? The epiphany. I call it the epiphany slash resent phase. Like the epiphany phase of, oh, I'm not the doll princess that I thought I was, that I'll be forever. So I'll just settle with some man that I always resent for the rest of my life because I lost my prime. That's the phase she's in now. That's the phase that these women, that especially this type of woman, ends up going into. And she goes on to say, the biggest thing for me is honesty. She goes, on the outside, if you line up all the guys I've dated in the past, there's no one type physically. It's more if they go out their way for me, if they make me feel special. Okay, see, there's so many flaws in that shit because, okay, the reason why I always come back to this, there is no good reason why a woman is single. Okay, what I say is this. There is no good reason for you to date a woman on the wrong side of 25. I'll say that. Now there can be good reasons. Like I said, her husband could have died and got hit by a truck or got cancer or went off to war. Those are better reasons. But the reality of what you're going to be left with after that, the psychological issues you're going to be left with after that, after you pound her out a few times and you actually have to talk to her and exist with her and realize, oh, you'll never live up to Johnny's shoes. And, Johnny, the guy who he got purple hearts because he died in war saving, 15 starving school children. Yeah, that's an admirable thing. But the reality of what you're going to be left with after that, like, it's not worth it. Like I say, women do not build up. Women just consistently deteriorate. Like, and I get this from Diamond Sharp too, which is real shit. I never thought to think like this, but this is real shit. A woman's default programming is to deteriorate, is to self-destroy, self-destruct. A woman's default programming is self-destruction. And they need a man to veer them off that shit. Like they really do. Because like I said in other videos, if you look back in the history of woman, there has never ever been a time where women have collectively got together, fat, ugly, young, old, they've got together for, you know, some problem. You see what I'm saying? And tried to train each other to rise above it. Because in the end of the day, every woman judges her ability off of her personal ability to get and keep a man. That's what it is. That's just what it is, period. And when they're allowed to go off and think too long, that's when you end up with this shit. That's when you end up being a 40-year-old bachelorette with two eggs left trying to lasso in a man. It's just old thoughts, man. I don't know which is worse, to be beautiful and old, when I say old for a woman, to be beautiful and over 25 or to be ugly and over 25. Because at least if they're ugly, you know, okay, well, yeah, they're ugly. So they probably got low self-esteem, blah, blah, all that shit. But if they're beautiful, like, see, especially if they end up, you know, looking good, I won't say beautiful because they can't be beautiful after, you know, when they get on the wrong side of 25, they can just look really good. But you got to think the reality of that situation, right? The bitches when they on the wrong side of 25 is even the beta orbiters for one reason or another can't stay around too long. Either she thinks she's too good for them or they get in there, see what she's really about and then leave. Like I said, if the woman's spouse never died, there is no good reason why a woman is single. Over 25. There is no incentive for you to go, yeah, I need to go get me some of that. No. I mean, maybe the fucker, you know, beat her trunk in and then bounce on her ass when it's over. Like I do that. but I mean, like, no, like, we ain't getting ready to literally sit down here and have a conversation. I'm not gonna converse with this bitch. You see what I'm saying? I don't care about her family. I don't care about nothing. She can bend over and get that jiggly ass pounded in, or she could take my dick down her throat or something, or get slapped and spit and pissed on. But I'm not getting ready. No, I'm not getting ready to hang out with you. So I ain't getting ready to escort you to lunch or escort me. Get the fuck out of here. And it's funny because, like I said, women, they build up like every woman's life is a Twilight Zone episode. They think that, oh, it's like, let's say you went to college, right? And you went to college for 4 years, get a bachelor's degree. Yeah, like I studied through the test. I made it through this. I made it that. And then you go to get your diploma and then the school shuts down like right before it gets you a diploma. So you did all this shit for nothing. That's essentially what a woman's life is. That's what it is. Like, they go through the young years of being hot, you know, throwing guys to the side, learn what they like to do, and then they get older and claim that they know what they want, and then nothing happens. But see, okay, the know what they want, that is, when women usually start saying that, what that is called, let me just take a swig of my smoothie. When women start saying things like, I know what I want, I don't want to settle. See, what that really is, what a woman is really saying when she says that a lot, in many cases, if she has to verbally say it, what she's really saying is she's had to reject a lot more men because she used to be 9, you know, the higher echelon of women, like 8.5 and higher. And she has now fallen because of, she got fat, she had kids, she, you know, she just aged out. She's fallen. So now she has to reject many more men. So now it's becoming clear to her that she's sitting up single because all the men that she's now in the league to date, she thinks that she's still better than them because of what she, you know, accomplished up until this point. So now it's like, oh, well, I know what I want. I don't want to settle. See, that's her really saying, I've fallen from Mount Olympus amongst mere mortals, and I think I'm better than them. You know, so because what she wants to settle for is to get back up on Mount Olympus at least one more time and then grab the last man she can get off Mount Olympus. But it's not going to happen. Perfect example. The girl from the next Bachelorette girl. It's not going to happen. That's why she's going to be on Bachelorette at 55. With some, oh, I don't know what I want. Well, come out there with a cane. I don't know what I want. I ain't settling for none less. You dumb bitch. You old. Just give it up. It is sad. Because, okay, for example, a friends with benefits I had for years. I think she's turning 37 this year. But she's checked. So, I mean, like, they always bitches look good. Unless they just fucked up. They all look good. And she and it's the same thing. I think I talked about that in a video a while back with she pushed this. She had a legit decent guy. Like, if I had a daughter, I would have told my daughter to date that man. She had him. We all went on a double date. And she pushed him out to Uber. Like, legit. Like, I mean, got her leverage on and whack. Pushed him out. Like, and he just like, what's going on? Yo, are we going to meet later? He ain't know what was going on. I thought he was a great guy. And she pushed him out. And another side thing with that, see, that scenario is, and this is something that Donovan Sharp said too, because he's about the only guy I really watch anymore. He said, and this is real shit, a whore would rather punish you for not realizing she's a whore instead of acknowledging that you're like a decent guy and trying to treat her well, and then she lives up to, you know, you treating her well. She would rather punish you. She would rather interpersonally punish you for not recognizing that she's a thought. And that's real shit. I never thought to verbalize it, but no, that is real. That is completely real shit. A woman would a thought would rather punish you interpersonally for treating her well, because thoughts, they don't know how to be treated well. They, like, it's foreign to them. They get uncomfortable. They don't like it. They all they've known at this point is to be treated like shit. And like Donovan Sharp said in the video, he said, which I agree with him. I'm pretty much like just riding his nuts at this point, but I agree with him. He said, it's like when you eat a bad diet, when you eat junk food, because I swerve in and out of junk food. And like when you eat junk food, you develop a taste for junk food, even though you know it's fucked up and bad and it's fucking up your body. You're getting sluggish. Your face is breaking out, you know, all that shit. The junk food. But you develop a taste for it. So now it's all, you know, it's all you want to eat now. So when somebody comes around you with vegetables and shit, you're going to start making fun of the motherfucker. Like, you cut, like, because I remember one time I was in New York City with some friends, and one friend of mine, he was always a real fat guy, man. So he stayed in the hotel room the whole time. And I remember he wanted some food, and I went and got some peaches, and I came back and said, yeah, I got some food. And it was like these gangster peaches. The motherfuckers was juicy and thick and everything. And he laughed at me because I brought him peaches, because he's used to, like, he was fat. He's used to eating McDonald's, KFC. So by the time some healthy food came around, he's just pointing at it and laughing at it. and that's what it's like with bitches. Once they become thoughts and they've been ran through, if some vegetables come up to her, she's gonna laugh at them. Even though she knows vegetables is going, you know, is what her body really needs, is, you know, like you know, the good guy, he's gonna come. That's what she really needs, is the good guy. She'd rather laugh at that good guy and go back and go eat Cheetos and Coca-Cola. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm out of here, man, because this is a long video. I didn't mean to make it 20 minutes. Yeah.